The views, opinions and content shared on this podcast are those of the host and guests, drawn from their professional and personal experiences. Please note that there is no single right way to work with or care for curly hair. What works for one person may not work for another, and more than one approach can be valid depending on the experience.
We're here to encourage new ideas, fresh approaches and ways of thinking. Terminology and practices around hair can vary, and we support and encourage the expression and authenticity. When we refer to curls in this podcast, we are speaking inclusively of all textures across the curl and coily spectrum. Welcome to season one of the Detangled podcast by Avalon, where we comb through all things curly, coily and beyond. We break it down strand by strand.
And I'm Lewis Driver, and alongside Jackie, we're here to talk curls, coils and all things hair, bringing you expert education insights and real stories that empower through expansive conversation.
So whether you're a hair care pro or a curious consumer or just figuring it out, think of this as your trusted space for all things textured hair. Let's get into it.
Hold on a minute, Jack. Before we dive in, should we take a moment to introduce ourselves and talk about how we ended up here?
Great idea, Lewis. Let's do it.
Why a podcast and why now?
For me, it was really about trying to clear and demystify the myths that are out there. I'm a professional hairdresser and I've been in this industry for a considerable amount of time. And I just found that I was even getting confused of the information that was out there. And I just felt that, well, if I'm a professional with the knowledge that I have and I'm getting confused, what is the rest of our industry thinking about the information that's out there? Also, I felt it was good to reach out to other professionals that may be considering gaining some understanding in the texture hair space. And also for consumers, giving them an opportunity to listen to professionals that are in the industry, that work in the industry, and that also come from a manufacturing background. You know, we're all educators for Avalon. Avalon is a brand that has been in the hairdressing industry for over 40 years. So I feel that we have something to say about this sector of the industry, and not so much about our products, but just about understanding hair and understanding the impact that products have on hair, and also giving people information that they can actually take away and use. That for me is important. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of reasons and I could go on about it, but I think one of them is, I think podcasts for me have always been a real source of education, and I love them because it's something I can sort of like listen to on the move and listen to again when I need to, do you know what I mean? And also, like, you can pass them on. I guess it's a great way of getting information out there. I also think that as a brand and as being able to create a platform, I just think it's about time that we were putting information out there into the space that was, it's not about Avalon per se in terms of like pushing product on people, but it's about giving people real information from professionals.
I just want to get across the fact that this is not about dismissing what anybody else is doing. This is really about us, our lived experience, our knowledge, our understanding, and just really sharing that with people. I just think that, you know, there is a space for it. I think it's something that needs to be done. I think the way in which we educate ourselves has changed. Yep. You know, before you'd go to a class or, you know, you'd read books and things, and people are very busy, they haven't got the time to do that. So I think having a space that you can actually switch on and listen and gain thoughtful information, that, or even information that makes you think, because sometimes some of the things that we say, it's not rocket science, it's things that have been said, but we're probably put it in a way that's going to make you think differently about something.
And I think we can both agree, just to wrap up on that, that, you know, we're not just also talking as the educator, we are talking from lived experience, we're talking from the experience of the consumer, and we're talking from the experience of the culture. So yeah, I think it's just you know, it's the next gen, isn't it, for education, I think.
Well, do you know what? I tell you something, Lewis, even going on this journey of creating this podcast, you know, it's made me have to kind of relook and rethink about how we do things and the way in which we do things. And it's been a real journey.
And we've been on it together, girl.
We most certainly have.
It's been amazing. So the next question, what drives your work and continued contribution to this area of the industry?
I love hairdressing. I absolutely love hairdressing. It's my passion. I think our industry is one of the most amazing industries to be in. I think that as hairdressers, we have so much to offer. I think as a career route for young people that want to come into this industry, I think it's important for people like myself to talk about the amazing journey that this industry is about, and for everybody that we have on this podcast to share their journey. I think hairdressers have an important role to play in society. Some may laugh at that because I think they often feel that hairdressers are just someone that prettifies hair, but I think we do a hell of a lot more than that. We go a hell of a lot deeper than that. And for me, what I love about hairdressing is that it's an ever-changing industry. My job challenges me on a daily basis, and you never get bored. And you know, there's always something to reach for, there's always something to aim for, and that is what I love about my job. I can't ever say that I'm bored.
I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, we all start in salons, eh? And I think sometimes, unless you're exposed to other things, mm-hmm. you don't really know what's out there. And yeah. I guess as I've gone through my career, you know, I've looked at other people and looked at, you know, or seen different opportunities or different directions in the way that you can go in the industry. And I think for me now, being in the education space and starting to really focus on education, my drive is to teach and to help others to be the best stylist or best colorist that it can be, but also for clients and consumers to be able to get the best from their hair. Mm-hmm. So I guess my contribution is fueled by education and continuously educate myself as well, you know, like,
absolutely.
Even working with you for the last few years, like, I've learned so much, you know, working with Avalon, I've learned so much. And I'm a little bit of a nerd in that I love a podcast, I love professional development, I love personal development, I love growth, you know. Yeah. So like, now being able to be part of this and put it out there, you know, and continue to build and provide education, I guess, is what is my drive.
Education is the biggest driver in this sector, because I just think you never stop learning as a hairdresser. You know, there's always so much to learn. And I hear you, you know, I think there's nothing more rewarding than when you're standing or sharing educational information, then you've seen that your knowledge make a difference in somebody, you know, just even the way they work or just changing their thought process on what they thought about something. And for me, professional hairdressing is something that should be treasured, and I love the professionalism of our industry. I'll try to uphold it to the best that I can. I think sometimes people may think I'm a little bit anal at that, but I make no excuses for it, because I'm proud to be a professional hairdresser. I really am. And I think our industry is an amazing industry. We're not perfect, but we are an industry that can hold our own. And I'm very proud of that.
Amazing. And so off the back of that, what's been one of the most rewarding moments in your career so far?
Whew. I mean, there have been many milestones career-wise for me. I think off the top of my head, most recent, I think, you know, leading the first Project Afro for the fellowship. I think, you know, Avalon actually being at the forefront of allowing us as a company to do that, I thought was amazing. And just being able to make that contribution and to be able to go and, you know, work with a set of people that have no knowledge of your sector and really watch them grow over that whole year and see what they can achieve at the end of it. I think that was really amazing. But I think my biggest thing was our 40th anniversary shoot. I felt that was amazing. And, you know, it was my debut as a creative director, I think. I think that for me, you know, it was a big weight to carry, but to carry it and achieve it was amazing. And you know, I had an amazing team behind me, and I just think we all contributed to that in such a way, and it was just such an amazing day, and that will be something that will always stay with me.
The shoot was incredible, and it was really, really amazing to be part of that. For me, it's a kind of series, but they're all connected. Uh-huh. And I'll just kind of condense it, but I guess sitting here now making this podcast and being involved in the coordination and the research for it is a massive rewarding moment, because you mentioned Project Afro, and I became part of Project Afro because I heard you on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
And then reached out to you, and now I work with you, and we're sitting here creating this podcast together. So for me, that's huge. So yeah. is it a rewarding moment, but also it's a bit of a milestone. It's like, wow, like, and it's even now as it's coming to me and I'm talking about it, like, I'm looking back and I'm like, wow, what a 2 years it's been. Like,
absolutely.
It was just a time in my life where I needed to do something different. And I'd been in salons for a long time and I was looking for something to get me out of the salon. And I obviously did curly hair, but wanted to really sort of like start to move into the space and specialize and learn and grow. And so Project Afro seemed like an opportunity. And then meeting you has just been amazing. So I guess that is my kind of full circle rewarding moment, you know.
Do you know what?
And that's not just because I'm sitting here with you. I'll take it anyway.
I will take it anyway. And you know, but look at that. I mean, you know, we met on a podcast, actually you listening to a podcast that I was part of, and then you reaching out, and then you doing Project Afro. And I think, what does that say? It just says, one, you know, you've really got to go for what you want, and you know, you've really got to put yourself out there, which you did. And like you say, 2 years later, look at where you are. You know, you worked fundamentally on bringing this podcast together with myself, and you know, we're now,
and also what else does it say? Podcasts have reach.
Absolutely.
And this is kind of why we're doing it, you know, like this is why we're doing it. So
that's a good one. Podcast has reach.
They that do is, have reach.
You know, it's true. That is a good reach. One.
And now they're, you know, also associated to hair growth, right?
Wow.
So again, without Avalon and the products and the amazing team behind that, we wouldn't really be here. So I guess we need to, like, both of us speak about our favorite products, or what are our all-time favorite Avalon products?
All-time favorite, you know,
let's keep it down to like one or two. We don't want to go about
do you know what
range.
Avalon, and I think this is what people don't understand or may not understand or recognize, Avalon is behind so many amazing brands that actually it's hard to pinpoint it. And I'm gonna take a stroke from Dr. Saeed, because often when I say to Dr. Saeed, or if I talk about an amazing product that we had, and he sometimes I just think, what? Like, he'll go, oh yeah, but that's our formulation, we've moved on from that now. So I think for me, in that vein, I'm gonna say my best products from Avalon right now is Uberlis. The Uberlis Ritual Oil is my number one. I love it. I think I often don't ever feel that we can better what we've already got. Mm-hmm. And I always, it's one of the reasons that I still work for Avalon, is because you get challenged all the time. You know, something new. Ritual Oil for me from the Uberlis range is a game changer, because it's light, but it's a powerhouse in terms of moisturization, in terms of protectant. And I think, you know, where we're going now in, you know, with, you know, micro technology and sub-micron technology, for want of a better word, and we're looking at how products can penetrate the hair differently. I've been asked a question about damage and, you know, will we ever stop damaging hair? And I think the way that scientists are working now, there will come a point where damage will be so minimal in hair care, because of these new breakthroughs and because of these new technologies. And that's why I always say to people, it's a real exciting time to be a hairdresser. I don't think we've ever had a period, apart from the breakout of colour, when colour first came into the regime, I don't think we've ever had a period that is as exciting as it is now, because the things that we're able to do with hair now, we haven't been able to do before. And I think we kind of take that for granted. So for me, because it's the newest scientific breakthrough within our product portfolio, Uberlis. Now you, Lewis. Over to you.
I mean, again, I don't want it to sound biased or cliche, but like, I started working with Avalon because of Uberlis, or you kind of brought me in initially onto the team because
for
of
Uberlis,
my background in colour, but also for being the Uberlis, not the face of Uberlis, but one of the Uberlis educators.
Yeah.
And shout out Claire, who is not here. Yeah, I think for me, Uberlis really has just opened up my world a little bit in terms of what I'm able to do when I am performing colour services. And it's not about ever pushing the hair
beyond
past where it needs to go. It's about preserving the quality and integrity of the hair as best as I can throughout that service, but then also knowing that if my client or my or the person that I'm working with continues to use those products when I'm not with them, then we're just, you know, we're maintaining integrity, we're keeping the canvas tip top, and we're able to continue to carry out the services they want to carry out. And so then also, which has been a phenomenon for me, is now there's a styling range, and so not only am I able to work and preserve and keep integrity within the hair during the color processes, there are styling products that are now fused with or formulated with Simi technologies to the conditioning agents and bond builders within Ubelis, or the patented Ubelis formula.
Our patented polymer, I should say, that again makes us a game changer, because we know no one else has that. You know, so yes, there are the bond treatments, but there ain't a bond treatment like Ubelis, because we've got that patent.
And then obviously, like, the styling range that's now kind of almost supplementing or complementing Ubelis, right? So it's just an exciting time, you know, it's an exciting brand. And I think that was another reason why we wanted to do the podcast, right? Because I don't think it gets enough coverage. It's not known, but it will be, you know.
Do you know, I always say Avalon is the biggest secret in hairdressing in terms of our products and the ability of our products. And I think the beauty of this podcast is it's going to give us the ability to talk on that. And, you know, hopefully, by the time we get to the end of our episodes, people will have a better understanding of us as a brand, but also of some of the highlighted products within that brand. And, you know, this is our first season, but, you know, I'm pretty excited that, you know, moving forward, when we look into doing our season two, we will be able to delve deeper into these elements of the brand so that people get a real deep understanding of who we are and what we produce.
And just to add to that, like, let's not forget the amazing team of educators and technicians and doctors and everybody else that works that, you know, bring us the product so we can sit here and talk about, you know. And I guess it was just also about giving a voice, wasn't it, to the brand, giving a voice to the educators, and you know, just sharing expertise, sharing the knowledge, right? It's important.
I think we've been very, I feel very privileged to have been under the tutorage of Dr. Saeed, you know, been observing him, listening to him, sitting through countless seminars of workshops that he's educated us on, understanding and encouraging you as professionals to go out and read and look up things, and not just take, that's what I love about him. He doesn't tell you to, oh, I say this and that's what it is. He encourages you to challenge him, and it's just such a nice space to work in where you can say, well, actually, why does that do that? Just like you guys challenge me. And I think that's the beauty of being able to do something like this and working with a team of educators that come with their own professional standards, that come with their own professional knowledge, and bring that to the table as well as what we give you as a brand to then be able to go out and educate the rest of the industry about. And as you said earlier, the whole purpose of this podcast is to share information, share knowledge, and just really be a space that people can gain information and understanding to then be able to take back into their own space.